It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In Syria, the government is saying it now has the upper hand in its crackdown on protesters. The government has used tanks and troops to put down demonstrations in cities around the country. Hundreds of people have been killed. Thousands have been arrested. The foreign press has, with very rare exceptions, been kept out of the country. The New York Times' Anthony Shadid was allowed into Syria for a few hours yesterday, and he joins us from Beirut, Lebanon, to talk about what he found. Hello.
Hi.
So you managed, I gather, to speak to a top advisor to President Bashar al-Assad. Tell us about her and what she had to say.
You know, her name is Bethana Shaaban, and she's a longtime Syrian official. She's often served as a spokesperson for the government. Her sense is that the government has turned the corner, and I think we're going to see in coming days and coming weeks at least an attempt for the government to reach out to some of its critics. She had said that she personally had met with four pretty prominent figures, opposition figures, last week, and are going to try to broaden this dialogue. But I think it's important to keep in mind that this is a government that is still in survival mode. It did see its survival threatened, especially 2 weeks ago when there were protests and demonstrations in dozens of cities and towns. The crackdown escalated in the past 2 weeks. But where the government goes from here, I think, is still a big question. It's not very clear at this point.
Well, the government may say that it's turned a corner, that the end is in sight. What evidence is there that that's the case?
Well, I think that's a good question. I think this is just the government's own sense, that it was staggering a couple of weeks ago when we saw the highest death toll on any one day of the uprising. Last Friday was a little bit different, and I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens this Friday, if protesters can still turn out the numbers in streets and these towns and cities across the country. The breadth of these demonstrations has been remarkable. It has hit almost every region in the country. I think the depth is another question, though, and we still haven't seen mass demonstrations in Damascus and Aleppo, Syria's two largest cities. I think whatever success, and I use that word, you know, without judgment, but whatever ability the government has to repress this uprising, it's still going to deal with vast challenges ahead. The economy is reeling. Syria finds itself isolated. Sanctions have been imposed by the United States and Europe. And I think the degree of dissent that exists right now in Syria has been laid bare. I mean, people understand that this is an unpopular government, a government that is not meeting the demands of its people at this point. So even if we do see, even if the government is able to stop these protests, at least in the short term, I think the long term is going to pose a real challenge to the viability of that government.
You've said that the government is reaching out to the traditional opposition. Does that opposition in Syria have any credibility with the protesters?
Well, I think that's a good point. What constitutes the opposition in Syria at this point? There's no question that there are, I mean, obviously we've seen from these protests over the past 7 weeks, there's vast discontent in Syria. There are very prominent figures inside the country. People have served years and years in jail. There are dissidents. There are people for the Syrian government to talk to. But I think if we talk about a broader opposition, an opposition that's organized, that has, you know, a clear set of demands, I think that's much more preliminary. And everyone from American officials to Syrian officials themselves say that they, you know, they don't think there is that opposition. So it's hard to see a transition emerging at this point. That doesn't mean it's not going to happen. I mean, this opposition has made efforts to broaden its ranks, to increase its organization, but I don't think you're seeing something that resembled what you had in Egypt or Tunisia, for instance.
Thanks very much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
The New York Times' Anthony Shadid is one of the few journalists allowed into Syria. He went there for a brief visit yesterday.